No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, truly, you are welcome here. Welcome, truly, to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 11th day of December. We are counting it down, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just the days till Christmas. It is the days left of fulfilling this journey through the Bible in chronological order. And Lord knows we spend a lot of time here in the Old Testament. And so we're sort of savoring these last few days, getting every bit of Paul's theology squeezed out onto us and getting ready to... I don't even want to think about starting the journey all over again because we got to be present where we are right now. But I hope that you'll take this journey with me again because we don't eat one time and we're good. We have to keep fueling our body, our physical body. We have to fuel it with food, with nutrients to keep it going, get the rest that we need to recoup, to restore, and our spiritual food should be the same, our daily bread. And we rest in His Word, but we don't get things always the first time through. And I know that could be confusing and frustrating for some people, especially some of us overachievers, like we want it at our fingertips now to understand all the mysteries, but it's a daily, daily occurrence in meeting daily with our Creator to fuel this relationship, this collaboration, and this union of Creator and child. So I'm so grateful that you're here. We are going to take this journey again together, I hope, but for now we're going to just turn the page and go one day deeper into the Word of God and one day closer through His Word in completion. Today we are reading Romans chapters 14 through 16, and this week we are reading the Evangelical Heritage Version. Romans chapter 14. Accept a person who is weak in faith, and do not pass judgment on things that are just a difference of opinion. One person believes it is right to eat anything. Another person who is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything should not look down on the person who does not do so, and the one who does not eat everything should not judge the person who does, because God has accepted him. Who are you to pass judgment on someone else's servant? It is up to his master to decide whether that servant stands or falls, and he will stand because God is able to make him stand. One person values one day above another. Another person values every day the same. Let each person be fully convinced in his own mind. The person who honors a certain day does this for the Lord, and the person who eats does this for the Lord because he gives thanks to God. And the person who does not eat does this for the Lord and gives thanks to God. In fact, not one of us lives for himself, and not one dies for himself. Indeed, if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this reason, he died, rose, and lived to be Lord of both the dead and the living. But you, why do you pass judgment on your brother? And you, why do you look down on your brother? for we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Indeed, it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me and every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, resolve never to put an obstacle or a snare in the path of your brother. I know and I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in and of itself, but it becomes unclean for the one who considers it to be unclean. For example, if your brother is offended because of the food you eat, you are no longer walking in line with love. Do not destroy that person for whom Christ died by the food you eat. So do not give others a reason to speak evil about what you consider good. For the kingdom of God does not consist of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Certainly, a person who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and has the approval of people. Consequently, let us pursue those things that lead to peace and building up one another. Do not tear down God's work for the sake of food. Everything is pure, but it is wrong for a person to eat if it causes anyone to stumble. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything if it causes your brother to stumble. Keep the conviction that you have in these matters between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But the one who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because it does not proceed from faith. Everything that does not proceed from faith is sin. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the weaknesses of those who are not strong, and not just to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for the good purpose of building him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who are insulting you fell on me. Indeed, whatever was written in the past was written for our instruction, so that, through patient endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we would have hope. And may God, the source of patient endurance and encouragement, grant that you agree with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that with one mind, in one voice, you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this reason, accept one another as Christ also accepted you to the glory of God. For I am saying that Christ became a servant of those who are circumcised for the sake of God's truth, to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs. He also did this so that the Gentiles would glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this reason I will praise you among the Gentiles, and I will sing to your name. And again it says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples give him praise. And again Isaiah says, there will be a root of Jesse, and he is the one who will rise up to rule the Gentiles. On him the Gentiles will place their hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with complete joy and peace as you continue to believe, so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I myself am convinced about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are also full of goodness, filled with complete knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But I have written a letter to you rather boldly at times, as a reminder to you, because of the grace God has given me to be a public minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. I am to do the priestly work of proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentiles would be an acceptable offering, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have a reason to boast in Christ Jesus about my service to God, for I will not dare to speak about anything except those things Christ accomplished through me that resulted in the Gentiles' obedience. Christ accomplished them by word and deed, along with the power of signs and wonders done by the power of God's Spirit. As a result, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ from Jerusalem all the way to Illyricum, and so I consider it an honor to proclaim the gospel where Christ's name is not known, so that I may not build on another man's foundation. Instead, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is also the reason I have been prevented many times from coming to you. But now I no longer have a place to work in these regions, and I have longed for many years to come to you. So when I go to Spain, I hope to visit you on my way. After I have enjoyed being with you for a while, I hope that you will help me on my journey there. Right now, I am going to Jerusalem bringing assistance to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. Indeed, they were pleased to do this, and, to be sure, they are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual things, then the Gentiles owe it to them to serve them with material things. So after I complete this project by delivering this fruit safely to them, I will set out for Spain and visit you on the way. And I know that when I come to you, I will arrive with the full blessing of Christ. Now I urge you, brothers, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, to struggle with me in prayers to God on my behalf. Pray that I may be rescued from those in Judea who are disobedient, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you in joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church in Centria. Welcome her in the Lord in a manner that is worthy of saints, and assist her in whatever way she may need your help, for she has certainly been a helper for many people, including me. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life. I am not the only one who is thankful to them. All the churches of the Gentiles are as well. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epinetus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my relatives and fellow prisoners, who are highly regarded by the apostles. They were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my dear friend, Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is tested and approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my relative. Greet those from the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who worked hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Pyrsus, who has worked very hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who was a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nerus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. But I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the teaching that you learned, and keep away from them. For such people are not serving Christ our Lord, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they seduce the hearts of the unsuspecting. Your obedience has become known to everyone, so I am very joyful about you. But I want you to continue to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, greets you along with Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my relatives. I, Tertius, who wrote down this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host and the host of the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you. And Quartus, the brother. Now to him who is able to strengthen you, according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was veiled in silence for long ages past, but now has been revealed through the prophetic scriptures and made known to all the Gentiles in keeping with the command of the eternal God, resulting in the obedience of faith. To God, who alone is wise, be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's break this down today by pulling from the God of your story, a resource available in the Daily Audio Bible Store. And this is written by my brilliant husband, Brian. As believers, we often hear phrases like unity in the body. We tend to believe that if and when everyone who believes in Jesus finally gets on the same page and we are all like-minded, we will have unity and powerful things will happen. The problem is that we are more likely describing uniformity rather than unity. The idea that we can find unity in uniformity is counterproductive and segregates into theological camps where we battle one another over who controls the truth about what we believe. This is the issue the Apostle Paul dealt with in our reading from Romans today. And this is in Romans chapter 14, verse 4. For Paul, the master, is the only legitimate judge, and we're wasting our time attempting to usurp his authority so we can be right. Rather, we should keep our eyes on our own lives and be led by the Holy Spirit about what we can and cannot do and how we should live. We each have a different story to tell, and we each have different strengths and weaknesses. Uniformity will not bring us into unity by force. Why do you condemn another believer? Paul asked. Why do you look down on another believer? Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. If we would take Paul's advice, we would find that we have the freedom to walk with God personally, and that God will give our journey guidance, dignity, and grace. We don't have to define ourselves by what someone else thinks. Rather, we can be who we are as the Master transforms us. However, we cannot allow this reality to cultivate pride. We must be aware that our freedoms may cause others to stumble on their journey. We each have a story to tell, and we will stand before God as individuals. However, we can't ignore that our lives affect others. Unity will not come when we have all become clones. The body of Christ is as wide and diverse as the human race. Unity will come when we agree on the essentials of our faith and offer abundant grace in our differences. Or as Paul admonished, the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you too. So then, let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are. I pray that we would take these words to heart today. They would go beyond our head and reach our heart, and we would not just be hearers, but we would be doers of your word. That we would succumb to the reality and the realization that faith is so personal. There is nothing to win by pointing out who is wrong, by pointing out how right we are. May we surrender our pride, and may we live a life that is pleasing to you, God, that you would find us righteous in your eyes, because we are living a life that is upright and worthy to be called a follower of Christ. Nothing is hidden in the dark, and we are less consumed by what everyone else is doing and what everyone else is believing and saying, and we are focused on our own heart, our own life, our own salvation is being worked out. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. It's Christmas time. Call in your family Christmas greetings to one another. We're inviting chronological this year. This is a first. You can call it into chronological if that's the channel that you are used to calling, but please do not call it both places. That can just add to the volume of calls, and please only call one time. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line, 800-583-2164. That is the number for chronological. Or if you're utilizing the app to call, hit the red circle button up at the top midsection. And when you are finished, hit submit, turn the wheel over to chronological. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you're praying for someone, do please make that a separate call. Do not combine those two calls. Permission granted. Two separate calls. One for your Christmas greeting, one for your prayer. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. And boy, we are so grateful that we do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or utilizing the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner, and lastly, look for give on the website. Christmas boxes, they are here, and they are limited in supply. Get them while they last. They're going fast, but you still have time. Also, the Breathing Prayer book is back in stock for those of you who wanted that for Christmas presents to give away. It's available now while supplies last. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow and go back to the Book of Acts as we journey together. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi, this is Wendy from Michigan, and my heart just goes out to this lady that called for her son Anthony and daughter-in-law Kayla, who is now pregnant with their own child. And you can just... Oh, I'm so sorry, the angst in your voice. It is very hard to watch our kids be hurting, and I'm very, very sorry for that. But Lord, we're just going to come to you and ask you, Lord, we know that you love children, that you have a plan. Lord, would you please allow this child to grow, to be strong and healthy, that you'd be with the mom, help her to be strong and healthy during this pregnancy, and that you would just bless them as a family of three. And just pray, Lord, that you would just sustain and that you would bring this sweet gift into the world, and that ultimately you'd be honored and glorified.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. This is his precious little lamb. I'm calling because on November 10th, a lady, I don't know her name, called in, and she said that she was praying for Simone, and I miss Simone so much, and I thought about her for a while, and to be honest, I feel ashamed of it, but I guess it's just kind of a natural thing because life goes on and you meet people and you know, different things happen, so you can't help it. But thank you for reminding me, ma'am, that about Simone, because I love and miss her dearly. And if I love and miss her that much and you care about her enough to call in and pray for her, how much more does God love her and want her to return to him? He's waiting with arms wide open. And so I agree in prayer with you. Will everyone on here, whether you call in or not is up to you, but in your own heart, in your own mind, in your own heart and everything, will you agree in prayer for Simone? And also, there was a truck driver around that time that she just gave up hope and was going to give up on life. So I think she was going to commit suicide. My time is up. Can we agree in prayer for her to call in? Let us know she's okay. In Jesus' name,